You know, it's not very often during this show specifically that we get breaking news, especially about the stuff we had just talked about in the previous segment. We just talked about Nebraska spring game and special teams coordinator, and as we were going to break, we have breaking news which deserves the sounder. This is legitimate breaking news regarding Nebraska football. During the break, it was reported that by on three, Mike Eckler going to be Nebraska's new special teams coordinator. This was reported by the Tennessee on three website.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, a name you wrote about, Sip, in recent weeks. Or was it last week you wrote about Mike Eckler?
Oh, it was the date exactly was 1/5/25, January 5th. Yeah, I just threw his name out because he hadn't signed a contract with Tennessee. So he was basically open, and I know he was open to the idea. Now, they had interviewed different people, so I wasn't sure. I obviously wasn't sure it was going to happen because I didn't report it, and Tennessee did, which I'm a little embarrassed by. But anyway, he's 53. You know, he's born in David City. He coached here, obviously, coached special teams at a relatively high level. The one thing that jumps out, his list, he has got a long list of accolades. This would resonate with Nebraska fans. In the past four seasons at Tennessee, Tennessee has allowed one blocked punt and zero blocked field goals. So that'd be one thing
to
look
at. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Compared to what, Sip, this year?
Well,
Nebraska?
I don't know how many. Nebraska allowed 10 total blocked kicks this season, tied for worst in the country. Tennessee allowed one blocked punt, zero blocked field goals with Eckler in charge the last 4 years. They were good. I mean, they were good. Now, Billy, this is where Bill comes in. They were good on special teams, and they didn't play starters. That's a hypo thing. They just don't play starters. So he was playing backups and walk-ons, and they still excelled. Let's put it this way. The past 4 years, Tennessee produced 1,320 punt return yards and gave up 162. Think about that. They netted 1,320 punt return yards and gave up 162. That's pretty good, right?
Really good.
Yeah, I mean they were. I mean Tennessee was good. Tennessee was in the playoff, and Nebraska's special teams were an abject mess.
Yeah, and no one could push back on that.
Most of the season, yes. So there you go, Eckler.
Mike Eckler, again, like you said, from David City, used to coach at Nebraska, known for very high energy in the sideline. In the Bo Pelini days, you'd see him running around the sidelines, and they'd go, who was that? Oh, it's Mike Eckler. Crazy man.
Yeah.
But very, very good coach.
He coached linebackers here, too. And he coached linebackers at Tennessee, too. But anyway, he'll coach the special teams here. His mom and dad live in, I think, Blair, Bill. His mom and dad live, no, they live in Fremont, I'm sorry. His mom and
so they're in Blair. I'd like to know if they've ever eaten at the Blair Marina.
That's incredible. Get them on the phone.
No, they live in Fremont. I'm sorry. Nice. So I think that
from
was
from David City.
Yeah, and people are going to say, "Why is he coming back?" Well, I mean, he's from here. He's born in Blair. His mom and dad still live here. He loves Nebraska, and this is a chance to come back.
Yeah, it's a A-plus hire. You have somebody that's done it in the SEC. Understands the state, has been here before, all the different things. He's a veteran, so of the position. So that's a great, great hire.
He, at Nebraska, he coached linebackers too. And it's sort of underrated what he did with the linebackers. He coached six who played in the NFL: Cody Glenn, Philip Dillard, Levante David, Will Compton, Eric Martin, and Trevor. People forget that Trevor Roach played in the NFL. So he did a good job with the linebackers, too. There you go.
So, breaking news, Mike Eckler, Nebraska's new special teams coach, as of 5 minutes ago, basically.
How about that?
Usually a breaking story like this would be, from being part of it myself, would be like a week later. because it would be right after signing date. But now the second signing date is basically doesn't even exist. No one here is ready for the first Wednesday, which would be this Wednesday. No one's even talking about it.
No,
there's no discussion of it.
It's a complete afterthought. It's gone.
It's over. So you can, because Portal can come and sign. They're already here. They're already in school. Mm-hmm. And so they used to hold on right. until
That's
like
right.
like when I was coming to Nebraska from Utah, mm-hmm. and the whole thing was transpired several weeks earlier, and Coach Meyer just said, "Can Bill stay through signing day?" Because I had a lot of guys committed at Utah.
Yeah.
And so you did the, and I took the job, and we did the complete party that night, Wednesday night, big event with all the boosters. And then Thursday morning, I was on a plane to Lincoln. And so that was when, that
you
was,
don't talk about
that
anymore.
Was when things would happen, would be after signing date. Mm-hmm. Now that's not true anymore. There's really not a second sign date that really matters. Mm-mm. So that's why you see things happening quicker. Mm-hmm. That's why you see these Chip Kelly things, all this stuff. They'd be like, okay, if you're leaving, how about if you just hold off till after signing date? And that's not true anymore.
It's not true anymore.
No. So
Billy, I mean, thank yeah. God. I mean, I appreciate you bringing that up. That wasn't even a thought in my head.
Yeah, doesn't.
It's over.
Wednesday, signing date.
It's over.
No, it's over.
Hey, guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
And so that's why you see all the movement with the things happening.
Yeah.
And
hey, you didn't have to wait.
I did think of something funny, though. When you talked about the, was it Don McLean, best yeah. analyst like that? And they name football coaches an analyst. I'm just thinking to myself, what if the analyst hired me as an analyst? I just make commentary. I just analyze the game over the headsets. And it's third and four. Whoa! Drop that pass. That's gonna sting a little.
He's doing color commentary.
Probably running right here.
Is he a what kind of analyst is he? He got confused. He's not helping with third down.
Got color commentary.
He's doing commentary instead over the headsets.
I thought I was an analyst.
You just heard the role here, Bill.
All of a sudden, Ryan Day.
Defined.
Ryan Day. Who is the guy on the headphones calling the game? What a block punt!
That's
by Indiana.
Oh my!
Look at the crowd.
Man, woman, and child. And then put them in the aisles.
Why is he commentating?
You hired me as an analyst, right?
I was watching Don McLean.
He's gone.
We didn't vet him.
It sounds as
here.
If some of our guys have quit.
Well, okay. Anyway. Breaking news: Mike Eckler to Nebraska. Let's play the game show. We'll get more of this as the.
Yeah. So we're keeping this at the same time.
We are.
This is weird.
We are, and we're still.
Are we still
going
to take some calls during the next session?
We're going to try to. Yeah, if we have time, we'll take calls. We'd like to take calls in the second hour, in third hour. But right now, we're taking a call for the game show. Please
game
call
show.
Us right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic on the Monday is fast food items. Yeah, usually a wild card Wednesday, but today it's
interesting. I don't quite know where this is going, but I think I had a chance.
Fast food
you'll
items.
You'll be good at fast
you know,
food.
The McFlurry.
I will give you the name of the item. You tell me what restaurant that comes from.
Okay.
Fast food.
Yeah, I think I had a chance.
I was thinking about
I think I'm always a huge failure. I think I had a shot at this.
I was thinking about Runza for some reason this weekend, and that's why I made this topic. So I'm not sure what it came from, but Runza was the reason why. I went with fast food
items. I
think
you're on top of your game right now.
I wonder, does Eckler know that there's now a Runza in David City?
With the tunnel.
It's awesome.
That's the coolest runs in the state.
It's built into like an old, is it an old bank?
I think it's an old bank.
It's an old bank, I believe, and that's
in Davis City.
Imagine driving through a tunnel and you get your food like you're, it's almost like, yeah, I'd like to get 60 out of checking and I'd also like cheese runza. It looks exactly the same. Someone let Eckler know there's now is a Runza and a Casey's in David City.
464-5685. Shut up, simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, simple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. The guy started off 0-2 last week, and he finished 3-2.
That was big.
An incredible comeback after a rough start.
Thank you for that acknowledgement.
Today is fast food items. We have Jerry. Jerry, how do you feel about fast food items today for the game show?
We'll give it a try.
Okay.
Okay, Jerry.
Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Jerry, first question goes to you. What restaurant has the Baconator?
Wendy's.
Yeah.
Brilliant!
Had it. Yeah. Took me a second, though.
1-0 lead for Jerry.
Dicey.
Sip, first question. What restaurant has the classic beef and cheddar sandwich?
Oh, I got it, Bill.
If you don't have it, I got it.
It is 100% Arby's.
And 100.
Brilliant!
And that is something that is overlooked. Arby's is an overlooked.
I love Arby's. Arby's is awesome.
The horseradish sauce.
I could eat Arby's every day.
I could.
So good. Jerry, back to you. What restaurant has the hot and ready pizza?
Little Caesars.
Brilliant.
I didn't see Little Caesars as fast food. That's not really fast food. You don't drive up.
But you can go right away and pick it up.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's interesting, Jerry.
This is for the tie. Sip, Bill's
employee. Hey, Jerry nailed that. I didn't know that.
Well, no, because I was thinking that. Well, Jake misled us, so it's okay.
For the tie, what restaurant has the box combo?
I know this. I've purchased it for somebody. The box combo is Taco Bell.
I was going to say the Bell.
No.
It's not?
No.
I thought I would have missed it with you.
The box combo is at Raising Cane's. What it's known for box combo.
He's not wrong. They have a box combo at Taco Bell.
I think it's called something else. So.
I thought you had Raising Cane's there. I would have missed that too.
Jerry.
And to God.
Congrats. You win the bagels. Nice win today, Jerry. Congratulations.
Damn it.
Thank you.
You bet. Tiebreaker for you, Bill. You lost the game. But
yeah, thanks.
Damn it.
What year, Bill, did the first Raising Cane's restaurant open in Baton Rouge, Louisiana? What year?
I've been to the original, the OG.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been to, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I want to say, I'm going to go to 96.
Brilliant! Brilliant! Brilliant!
I deserve three dings.
On the dot.
Yeah.
On the dot.
All right, so now this is the first day we're going 3 hours.
Yeah, we're not done. Usually it's the spillover next.
Do not go to work. If you've got the kids in the car driving to school, drive around for an hour. We'll have some good stuff for the kids.
Drive to Waverly and back.
Yes.
Well, we have four segments to get in this hour, so we have some quick hitters.
Don't put it like
that. Oh, wow, wow.
We have a lot to get to in a short amount of time.
Aggressive. Okay.
Hour three for the first time is next, an early break on the ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.